Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Phyllis Martin is here too, ladies and gentlemen, because as I promised you, she is, in fact, with us right now. Phyllis is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a book that has transformed the way business people talk all around the world. Word Watchers Handbook, now in its, I don't know, umpteenth edition. At least the one I have is the third edition. It may be newer than that, but I don't know how many printings, dozens of printings, because it's a very important book. It's like I consider it to be like the Elements of Style book. What was that, Strunk, I think, wrote that one, or was it T.S. Strunk? I think that's what it was. Anyway, Phyllis is a human resources expert. She's a radio talk show host. She's a columnist. She's like a Renaissance woman, ladies and gentlemen, and an author, and she's our good friend. Phyllis, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm so glad you mentioned Strunk and Strong for their book. Because,
what is that? Are those the authors? Who was it, T.S. Strunk?
Yes. Uh-huh. And in fact,
is there a co-author?
The review I like best is that they said my book deserved a place on the shelf alongside that one.
You know what? I've never heard anybody else say that. I just came up with that on my own. So we got more than one person thinking that, haven't we? No, I believe that. No, it should be. Word Watchers Handbook, folks. It's not a dictionary. It's a deletionary, meaning take these words out of your vocabulary. So what have you got for us today, Phyllis?
Oh, well, in fact, I should mention that in the new book, I have a 100-word solution to word pollution.
Now, is this quips, quotes, and savvy sayings?
Yes, it is. But
that's the other new one.
I tucked inside that book a little English lesson because I think it's so important for the small business person and for everybody. We
right.
need to get rid of linguistic lemons because they sour our business, our relationships, everything.
Well, talk to us about give us an example of what a linguistic lemon is.
It would be it don't instead of it doesn't. It would be come to our store, this is where it's at. You don't need the at the end of that.
Right.
So get rid of all of those. But I have to tell you, Jim, that when I was thinking about coming on today, I always read the small business columns because I can learn something, and I hope that our small business owners can too. And I was reading recently that FedEx does give discounts to small business owners if they ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
This is for mailing and
mm-hmm.
So on. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's so important. Mm-hmm. And you had in one of your Write This on a Rock, something about getting out of the business obituaries and
right.
Using government as your friend, because once in a while it is.
Right,
and
it can be.
It can be. So find out what discounts are available to you, because I think that's so important.
Right. Well, you know, these words that people use, and don't you think we need to have people in our lives who, when they hear that we each agree that if I hear you saying something or you hear me saying something, that we got the green light, we have the green light to correct the other person and sort of be what my friend Noah St. John calls a loving mirror?
Oh, I love that, a loving mirror.
Yeah.
That's what we did at Procter & Gamble, and I can't tell you how costly one mistake can be. Jim, I remember so clearly a college graduate who came in to me, male, and said to me, somewheres in this vast organization, I'm sure there's a spot for me. And I knew immediately that it wasn't with us, but I couldn't tell him because company policy wouldn't permit that.
Really?
Had he asked, can you tell me how to strengthen my interview, then I could have said something.
But without that, you couldn't say anything to him?
Oh, I was not permitted to
Why?
Say anything.
Why were you not permitted?
Law.
Really?
I couldn't do that, yes.
You couldn't correct their grammar?
No, because they could sue us and say that we were prejudiced.
I see what you mean. If this person was a prospective employee.
Yes, right.
Oh, I got you.
And that has happened so many times.
Wow.
I remember.
That's, to me, this is why we have a hard time seeking excellence in the United States, because of political correctness.
Oh, I know.
Political correctness is going to be the end of this nation. I think, because
I hope you're wrong, but I tend to agree.
No,
with you.
The thing is if we can't be honest with each other about things, and in your case, you weren't going to be disrespectful. You were going to try to help this person.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, that's why I'm doing job search things with people all of the time, because one of the first things I say to them is get rid of your linguistic lemons. And most of them, I insist that they get rid of at least five. And they do that by what you just suggested, the loving mirror. Have someone close to you tell you about your mistakes. And for the small business owner, this is critical. And, of course, that opens the way for you to talk to some of your employees about their words, too. Because
right.
If you allow them to criticize you, then they don't take umbrage when you criticize them.
Well, exactly. And, some people don't realize that that the way they spoke in the neighborhood isn't good. And when I say neighborhood, I'm talking about region.
Yes.
For example, if you grew up in a lower socioeconomic part of the world, then some of that language doesn't play out in the broader marketplace. And many Southerners, sometimes Southerners don't realize some of the words that they use, some of the things that they say, probably don't come across the same way in Chicago or New York or Los Angeles.
All right.
Other parts, other regions of the country have those kinds of things. And we have to realize that, if we're not in Kansas anymore, we need to pay attention to what's going on around us, don't we?
Yeah. One of the mistakes that my area people make is to say please when they want you to repeat something. And, mm-hmm. Does that cause problems?
Yeah.
Because those who come to our town don't understand it when we say please.
Yeah, I never liked that.
No.
I never liked hearing someone say that. I never quite understood what that meant. go ahead, Phyllis.
I was just going to say the Deutsch background comes from the word bitte.
Right.
And that's why I think they're used to saying it. And it can be lovely in its sense, but so many people don't understand it. So let's don't use words they don't understand. And, Jim, I've done a survey of words to take out of one speech.
Well, hold on to that thought, Phyllis. I want you to give us that survey
when
we come back after these messages. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Phyllis, does she think that poor speech, I should say, Is it increasing or decreasing? And if it's increasing, is it laziness or is it education? 20 after. We'll be right back with Phyllis Martin. She's the author of Word Watcher's Handbook and Quips, Quotes, and Savvy Sayings. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. You can come and get the blog, or we'll send it to you. The newsletter, you gotta subscribe so we can send it to you by email on Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget all the other things you can do there. Phyllis Martin is all over our website, folks. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for so long and has contributed so much information and articles and archives of past interviews that we've done. I encourage you to find her information there as well and her wisdom that she's deposited with us. Her books, Word Watcher's Handbook and Quips, Quotes, and Savvy Sayings, two different books. Phyllis, tell us where they're available, please.
Oh, they're the easiest place, speaking of the net, Amazon.com. And the latest one, Quips, Quotes, and Savvy Sayings, a must for the English language, got 5-star rating. I was so pleased.
Congratulations. And
yeah,
I'm not the least bit surprised.
Phyllis,
we were talking about you were talking about a survey that you were going to give us some information on. But before you go there, here's my question. Do you think that the reason why Do you see an increase in poor grammar, poor wordsmanship, so to speak?
And if you do,
do you think it's because of laziness or education, or what do you think?
Education and a little bit of laziness, and I think the trend, and I think the poor role models. Because I listen to sportscasters, I listen to American Idol, and, oh, I hear so many mistakes. In fact, Jim, that's where I get material for my word vignette.
Well, and listen, how about in the scripts? Never mind the live repartee. So you hear bad grammar in scripts, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
And they've memorized. I mean, somebody wrote this down and memorized. Well, you know, Phyllis, you were talking earlier about not being allowed, not being legally allowed to point out to an applicant that they use bad grammar. When you're a lot younger than me, but when you and I were coming up as young pups, that would never have happened. I mean, whoever we were talking to would have straightened us out quickly, wouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely, and without fear.
And to our advantage.
Yes, and in fact, teachers would call attention to it and single a pupil out, but they can't do that anymore either.
I learned more English from my vertebrate zoology teacher in college than anybody else I ever had.
Probably so.
So you had a survey. You were going to tell us about a survey.
And I wanted to say it very quickly. The average high school graduate is making 25 errors in speech without realizing it.
And so, you mean 25? They're usually
25
the same.
25 grammar.
25 mistakes, you mean?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. College graduate making 5 in everyday speech, not aware of it. And I love this one. The person with the advanced degree is probably making 10. Simply
wow.
Because they embrace more words without always looking them up.
Huh.
Which
so they think they're smarter than they are. Is that what you're saying?
That's it. And of course, what I'm trying to do, I realize that many small business owners are quite successful, and they may say, "Well, I don't have to worry about my grammar." But think how much more successful you would be if you did.
Well, it just grates, doesn't it? I mean, it's like some things people say, it's like a fingernail on a chalkboard, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Someone said that to me recently about the word at. She said, when I hear that, where is it at? I could just scream.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a little bit laziness, probably. I mean, in some ways, and there are other things that we say, many of us say that. And do you think that? Aren't you on your best behavior in certain circumstances, and maybe you drop your guard a little bit when you're just hanging out with friends?
Oh, absolutely.
Don't we all do that?
We do, and then that language goes over to more serious situations, and then it just pops out of you.
Well, and your diction, you know, and I guess what we need to realize is to look around and find ourselves in settings where we say, you know what, this is not a barbecue. This is serious. I should pay attention to my words.
Oh, right. And I wish that some young people would get rid of the word like. Oh, I'm so tired of hearing that. And I've heard you talk about no problem.
I hate that.
One could say it would be my pleasure, or try to think of those tired phrases.
Well, I had dinner the other night at a restaurant, and the young lady was a marvelous waitress. She did a great job. But whenever I said thank you for something, she said no problem, and it just drives me nuts. And I almost said something to her, but I didn't.
One of the things I tell people, too, and I don't want to miss this, Google yourself. You were talking about going to the net, mm-hmm. and I think it's important for the small business person to do that. Google yourself and find out what is being said about you and your business.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Oh, it
but
is. Isn't it?
Because there are Wikipedias out there and all kinds of different ways. That why is that important to language, Phyllis?
Because we talk all of the time. You, mm-hmm. Every 2 or 3 minutes we're saying mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. So it's a part of us.
Yeah, and apparently since women say more words than men do in a day, they have to be more careful than men, right, Phyllis?
Oh, right. And I love the biblical quote on words. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver.
What a great way to wind up our interview. Phyllis, thank you for being here. Good job, as always. You're the best.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
Phyllis Martin, ladies and gentlemen. You know we're not going to do without her. Her new book is Quips, Quotes, and Savvy Sayings and the Classic. Word Watchers Handbook, wherever books are sold. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Beverly in Menebo. Right after these messages, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.